So it's gotten real popular in the last few years to say the feeling is right. Feeling was right. I'm going to tell you why that's almost never true, but why you think it is. So for the last decade or so, these superhero movies have come out and there's a narrative that the villain is always right, that the villain has been right. I see a lot of posts on social media. Show me a movie where the villain actually won, or show me a movie where the villain was right. And people will reply and reply and reply with reasons why a villain was right, but they're wrong. But here's why movies lead you to believe that. What happens is movies make the villains complex and the heroes very simple. And then you identify more with the villain because they have a purpose and a reason for what they're doing. And you can accept the loss. So let's look at a villain in a movie in general without using specific examples first. Here comes the villain, big bad villain, and he has a plan to do something. Not to hurt someone specifically, but usually to make life better for all of humanity or a specific large group of people, right? As they go to enact that plan, somebody might get hurt. We call it collateral damage, right? Something is going to happen. They might have to kill somebody or murder somebody, or somebody dies, or they have to steal something even. Some form of crime is committed for them to move their goal forward. Now, as humans, as regular people every day, we understand that sometimes for the greater good, losses have to happen. I mean, we've all lived through or have studied or know about wars in history, and we celebrate the people that sacrificed their life for that. So we understand that. So when the villain kills somebody early in the movie on the way to their goal, especially if it's not someone important, I mean, like the Game of Thrones level where somebody dies early in the movie that you wouldn't expect to, like a main character. If it's just like some people or they steal something even, we know that they have a bigger goal and they have a reason for what they're doing and they have a logic behind their plan to make the world better. Now, the heroes often just see the crime and they become very binary. You did something bad, they have to stop you. But in these movies, the heroes never offer a rebuttal to the bad guy's plan. So the bad guy killed somebody, the bad guy stole something, the bad guy lies. I have to stop them because of that. They want to take over the world, and that's going to hurt a lot of people in the process. But that's the only reason they have to stop it. But we need the logical argument, the other side of the coin, of why the villain's plan actually won't work. And most of these villains in these movies have plans that have huge holes in them. They just won't work. Without going through a lot. Thanos is a big one that people say. Thanos was right. But it just doesn't work like that. And we see even in Marvel now, they do like to jump ahead 5 years and there's a psychological aspect of damage from people that are still alive for the people that passed. But that's part of the reason the plan wouldn't work. Also, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm not here to think and offer the rebuttal. Maybe you can't. And then Thanos was right, but I don't believe that. Killing half the people does not solve the problem. Or it doesn't solve enough problems. Maybe there are more resources for the remaining population, but it doesn't change humanity. It doesn't make people better. And if anything, it creates an anarchy or survival of the fittest mode that's going to kill even more people and set us back even further as a species. Could lead to the end of humanity. There's less trust. There's less the idea that we'll all come together. I mean, these are all just anything that one of the good guys could offer as a rebuttal to him, whether it be Thanos or Killmonger or any number of other bad guys, Avatar movies, Joker, any Batman villains, Bane, you know, the ones that people say, oh, he was right, or there was part of his plan that was right. The good guy has to offer the reasons why it's not. And if you watch old Star Trek, really any of the series, but I want to point especially to The Next Generation, you will see bad guys have a plan, and then the good guys debate that, or they debate it with the bad guys, and both sides are presented. And then you can make your choice, a clear choice about who was really right or who was really wrong. And these movies need to start doing that because people are really out here believing, and you see it manifesting in real life. And I'm not saying movies are responsible for everything that happens in real life, but art reflects life, life reflects art, you know? And when politicians, for instance, just say things and the rebuttal is just that person's crazy, that's not enough. That's not a good rebuttal. You can't just dismiss that because there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people that are like, huh, maybe there's a point there. So we have to get in the habit of not dismissing people and actually explaining why they're wrong just as loud as they make their points, not quietly, not, you know, in a little think piece that nobody's going to need. It has to be just as loud. It has to be. You can't assume that people know. And I think a lot of these movies do this job of assuming that you understand the bad guy is bad because he's the bad guy. But if he has the logic, he's complex, and his plan is to make people better, and they write him in a way that he really believes that, people will follow the strength of that belief. And the good guys are just, well, he killed somebody, but the good guys are also conflicted. They don't know if they want to be heroes. There's all these things going on in their characterization. But none of it has to do with how they think the world can be a better place. Most heroes want to maintain a status quo. And that is also not something that the public really wants to follow. You know, it's time for the good guys to also think about how they want to change the world and break away from the status quo and not leave that just to villains and to do it in ways that make the world actually worse. So that's kind of what I had been thinking about, and I wanted to get out here and throw a quick pod together to share this. We'll talk about it on the pod as we do more, especially superhero movies. We got one coming up, and this is an interesting one. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it'll be out here soon. But in rewatching it, really want to see, like, what is the argument against the bad guys? Because bad guys aren't coming in just like, we just want to kill everybody. They're like, we want to change this thing that might lead to a few losses. But after that, it'll be better. Because the good guys also are killing a lot of people. They have a lot of collateral damage in their battles as well. So it's not like they're so good that nobody's getting harmed. A lot of people are getting harmed in these fights. So as a good guy, you seem just as bad and destructive as a bad guy, which these movies kind of hint at addressing, but it doesn't solve the problem that the good guys need a plan, a model, an ethos, something about how the world will be better besides just them being a hero, because they can't solve every problem with their superpowers and they can't change the nature of humanity with their machines or powers. So think about it, and it's open for discussion. I'd love to talk about it more. We definitely will. Stay tuned. More pods, more content coming. Happy New Year.